It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver International Airport now has a COVID-19 testing site for travelers. Nasal swab tests are available in Concourse B to anyone age 8 and older. A rapid test costs $200 and produces results on site within 15 minutes. Another test sends samples to a lab for results, which typically takes a few days. That test costs $75. Appointments can be scheduled online. DIA says it offers free COVID-19 tests to all airport employees. RTD has confirmed more than 100 cases of the coronavirus among its staff. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The transit agency says it's seen outbreaks at a handful of its maintenance facilities and bus barns across Metro Denver, and even one at its call center. It says none of the outbreaks have interrupted service. One employee died this fall, but the agency wouldn't give any more details. RTD has installed polycarbonate shields on most of its buses to protect drivers, who also wear masks. Passengers are asked to wear masks too, but that mandate is not enforced. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado's Republican Party will have a new leader for the next election cycle, CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
Congressman Ken Buck announced on Thursday that he would not run for another term as state party chairman. Buck took on the role last year with the goal of helping Republicans recover from their 2018 losses in Colorado. The party failed to gain ground in the recent elections, and Buck will step aside as chairman when his term expires next year. In a statement, he said he was pleased with the party's recent work, but said he'd be more effective in other capacities. The announcement opens the field for politicians and organizers to run for party leadership. The change does not affect Buck's seat in Congress. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has snow today, then a sunny and warmer weekend. This is CPR News.